All right, orchestra, look, let's rehearse the Here's the Veteran Show, huh? First tune now.
There's yellow rose in Texas that I am going to see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. I cried so when I... Excuse me. That's just a shade loud on the snare drum. Hold it, I'll play.
Wait a minute. What's all the noise about? Who are you?
I'm Stan Freeberg.
Well, how can that be? I mean, I'm Stan Freeberg.
Well, I mean to say I'm the recorded Stan Freeberg, you know.
Well, I'm the live Stan Freeberg, and I'll thank you to get back on the record, will you?
Listen, you smart aleck Yankee.
What do you mean, smart aleck Yankee? Be quiet, Freeberg,
will you? You be quiet, Freeberg. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but listen, what...
Listen, you keep out of this, will you? You're on another record. Okay, hold it, you guys.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
My name is St. George. I'm a knight.
No, not you. I mean the other guy.
I told you, I'm Stan Freeberg.
Not you, I mean all these other people.
We're all Stan Freeberg.
Triton, people, we've forgotten something.
What?
We forgot to open the show.
Yeah, Stan, you forgot to tell the folks that we're rehearsing for the Here's to Veterans Show, starring Stan Freeberg, that's you, which is brought this way by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members are donating their services. Okay?
Okay.
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you on... Brought to you on...
Hey, cut out the applause. The thing I hate is a bunch of stagehands applauding the star just because it's payday. Cut it out, you guys. Hey, Bud. Come here, Bud. Want to make a couple easy bucks? Okay? Bend your ears down. Get in close to me. Listen. Do you own a GI insurance policy? You do? Friend, you are in a perfect spot to make yourself a little honest dough. Tell me, how do you pay for your GI insurance premiums? Every month, you say? 12 separate times a year? Friend, are you aware you are tossing away a few extra bucks each year by this pay-every-month deal of yours? You didn't realize that, eh? Well, listen. Give a listen to your old pal Stan Freeberg from Upper Weisenheimer Junction. If you can swing it, pay your GI insurance premiums just once each year, or twice a year, or four times a year. That way, you get a discount from the VA. That's money saved for you. Why don't you think it over, Bud?
Well, it took so long to open the show that it's just time to say thank you for being with us, and good night, everybody!
Just kidding. It was great to be with you tonight. We have a...
Pardon me, Mr. Freeberg, but my name is Tweedley.
Well, we all have our problems.
I am the censor from the Citizens Radio Committee, and, I feel...
You, from the Citizens Radio Committee, you say?
That's exactly what I said, yes.
And what is your purpose in being here?
I must okay all the material used on your program here, and I think the best method is to just sit back here and interrupt when I feel it's necessary.
You mean you plan to stop me every time I do something that you think is wrong?
Exactly. I'll just sound my little horn like this. And then you stop, and I'll tell you what's wrong.
Somehow I can tell this is going to be one of those days.
You just go right ahead, Mr. Freeberg. Don't mind me.
Yeah. Now I'd like to say...
You forgot to say thank you, Mr. Freeberg. Politeness is an essential in radio programming. Your program goes into the home. We must be a good influence on children.
That's a darling little horn there. Thanks very much, Mr. Tweedley.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
I'd like to sing a old river song in honor this week of National Mississippi Riverboat Paddle Wheel Week. Mr. May, if you please.
Very polite, Mr. Freeberg.
Thank you.
Old Man River, that old...
All right, Tweedley, polite as I dig, but what in the world is wrong with Old Man River?
The word old... has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful. I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
I suppose you insist?
Precisely. You may continue.
Okay, music.
You forgot to say thank you.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. Tweedley.
You're quite welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man River, that elderly man River, he must know something, but he don't say nothing.
All right, hold it, fellas. Now what, Tweedley?
The word something? You left off the G.
But that's authentic. Something. Something. That's the way the people...
I'm sorry.
...talk down there.
What? The home is a classroom, Mr. Freeberg.
I know you said that.
Keep in mind the tiny tots. And furthermore, think back. You'll recall that you said, but he don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, Mr. Freeberg, that's a double negative. Do you mean he does say something?
No, I just wasn't using my head, I guess.
I mean, after all, it should be grammatically correct, keeping in mind...
the tiny tots, yes.
You probably mean he doesn't say anything.
I suppose I mean that, yes, I guess. All right, fine. You win. All right, Billy, music. Thank you.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
Elderly man River, that elderly man River, he must know something, but he doesn't say anything. He just keeps rolling. He just keeps rolling along. He doesn't plant taters, potatoes. He doesn't plant cotton, cotting. And them, these, those that plant them are soon forgotten. But every man River,
excellent.
Thank you.
You and me.
The tiny tots again, was it?
Exactly.
Sorry about that. Here we go. Got by that one.
Hold that hard! Lift that field!
You get out and go.
Okay, take your finger off the button, Mr. Tweedley. We know when we're licked. Well, that concludes Elderly Man River. And that'll give you some idea what I have to put up with. Oh, well. Now back to our busy street corner where I've been telling you veterans how to pick up extra money in the way of a discount from the VA. You do it by paying your GI insurance premiums once a year, twice a year, or four times a year. My pal here has been thinking it over. Right? What do you say, bud? You say you haven't got the money to pay just once every year? Please, be sensible. You're a World War II veteran, right? You get insurance dividends, right? Okay, listen. When VA sends you your annual insurance dividend, don't spend it on wine, women, and song. Keep it. Add a bit more. Use it to pay your premium on the once-a-year basis. That way, you put your insurance dividend money to work to make you a little extra discount money from VA. What's that, bud? You want to know what do I get out of this? Same thing you do. This pay once a year is such a smart idea. I'm doing it with my insurance. And now to add variety to the show, I'm going to sing, play the banjo, and tap dance all at the same time. And in case you're confused, that makes two of us.
Gary, Indiana, let me say it once again. Gary, Indiana, that's the town that knew me when. If you care to have a logical explanation, how we happened on this elegant syncopation, I would say without a moment of hesitation, there is just one place that can light my face. Gary, Indiana,
not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome,
but Gary, Indiana,
my home sweet.
Give me the banjo, I'll take a chorus.
Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome.
But
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. Oh, the sweet, look out, I think I'm going to tap dance. Gee, that was a nice effect. If you don't have a logical explanation of what happened to the self-situation, I would say without the motivation, there is no place that can let you stay.
Here we go!
Gary,
Indiana, Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana.
Okay, now hand me the banjo. Well, how'd you like that, huh? Me dancing and singing and playing the banjo all at the same time? Nothing? Oh, well.
At this time, I'd like to present for the first time on radio the Zaslav family.
Zaslav? What nationality is that?
Swiss. This way we don't offend anyone.
Good.
After 11 times on the Ed Sullivan Show, and what with the circus out of business, there was no place else for them to go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Zaslav family! Wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see this. They're building a human pyramid of bodies. Whoa, there he is, up in the air. Look at that. He's hanging by one.
How do you like that guy? Acrobats on radio.
I rather enjoyed it, Sylvan.
Velma, maybe you're not well.
Do you mind if I hear the Freebird program?
Oh, Velma.
Come on. We probably missed his version of My Fair Lady or something.
Yeah, that'll be the day. We probably missed some interesting thing like the discussion on projected hoe handle production for fiscal year 56-57.
Don't be ridiculous. Turn him on.
Yeah, all right.
Certainly want to thank you, Mr. Armstead Fragg, for coming up here and giving us your views on projected hoe handle production for fiscal year 56-57.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Freebird. The pleasure was mine.
And that's the Here's the Veterans tribute from yours truly, Stan Freeberg, and all the gang. Here's the Veterans is presented transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their service, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more top-flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. And from Hollywood, this is Stan Freeberg saying thanks for listening. ¶¶